Hello, this is Jeffrey Herman.
Yes, Mr. Herman. This is Michael from Elite VQ Riders.
Oh, yes. Hi, Michael.
Yes, sir. Sorry for the, you just had to hold on for the call, sir. I was discussing a project before calling you with the compliance department. Regarding, of course, I believe you don't want to proceed with the profile, correct?
All right, I'm sorry. I'll call you back later.
That is correct.
Yes, so I was going through your communication with Ken as well and discussed with the compliance and everything. You don't want to create the profile due to being mentioned as advertising marketing for the profile itself on Wikipedia.
Right, yeah. That was, I reviewed the terms and conditions for Wikipedia, mm-hmm. And speaking to the person who sold me on the service, Alex Wood.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned to him that I wanted to use this for marketing purposes, and he said, "Yep, that's fine."
Like, what sort of marketing? That depends, because normally we do get profiles from every aspect of, you can say, every field out there: entrepreneurs, artists, lawyers as well, and different people coming to us, artists. But there's no issue like that you're mentioning that can be used as a means of promotion. We're just going to create the profile, right? And it will go live on Wikipedia. And, of course, nobody will be searching your business. It will be created for your profile, like your personal profile.
Right. But, like I said, as an attorney, I've spoken with other colleagues of mine about this. And, my belief is that in order to be on Wikipedia, you have to be – notable. You have to pass the notability test.
You have to be notable and unique in your field.
And
the word
is not
that you've done.
For marketing purposes, as it states on the Wikipedia terms and conditions. If I had a competitor, just happen to see that I have a Wikipedia page and it simply has links to my practices, which is what I had expressed to Alex Wood, that's what I wanted in the profile, and he said, sure, no problem. It may raise an issue. That was the consensus,
just to give
not
some,
just the movie, but
Mr. Herman,
honestly, Michael, I don't feel comfortable with the service. From what I've researched and from what I've found, I just don't seem to qualify. Maybe I do, maybe I don't, but it's not a risk I'm willing to take. And, your company hasn't performed any services for me, so I don't really understand why there's such an issue.
That's
why
I was going through your whole information. So I wanted to make sure that before calling you, I have all the information in front of me. So, of course, if you don't want to go with Wikipedia, I understand if you say that anybody can use that information that you have created by paying or something like that. I believe that's the main cause. And so why not, you don't go with the Wikipedia. We can create a Google Knowledge Panel for you. We have other services. We can get you.
I understand, but, I haven't felt very good about the interactions I've had with with the team. There's been a huge delay. There's been a lot of typos and mistakes and emails to me. Overall, it just hasn't been a positive or professional experience. So at this point, I would just a full
refund.
You don't
want to proceed with any other service, you want to say that?
I was solicited for a particular service which caught my eye. I, explained what I wanted, that I wanted to use this for marketing purposes, was told that wouldn't be a problem, paid the $399, and then I, reviewed the questionnaire that was sent to me, and I saw some questions on notability, and I went on to Wikipedia. I saw some, concerns on the terms and conditions page and felt I didn't really qualify to have a Wikipedia profile based on, and it doesn't suit my intentions, which was to use it for marketing. So I expressed my concerns. I went back and forth numerous times. I was told I'd get callbacks, never got callbacks. And it's been, I'm not comfortable doing business with your company, and I would like a full refund.
Okay, sir, I understood. I believe you don't want any services. So basically my job is to get you. If you don't want any of those services, we can get you alternatives. But I believe you don't want to go ahead with any of that as well. So let me do one thing. Let me just go ahead and forward this message to the compliance, and we'll be sending you the refund policy along with the refund time it takes. for the amount to show up, and I will just write it down for you for your reference.
Which I tried calling the phone number from the service agreement that was sent to me, an 866 phone number, and it was not an operation. I couldn't get a hold of the
number, sir.
Right, and it's not an operation. I'm not sure why that is, but
well, sir, that is down due to some technical issues because it's a toll free. So you can have the number. I will send it over the email that I'm going to send you, right? And if you have any queries or concerns, you can always give us a call.
All right. And what is the refund policy?
Well, sir, that will be shared with the compliance. They are going to look into your project. We'll email you the details by tomorrow. This is a change of mind, by the way. Just, you know, don't want to proceed with any of the services. So we will refund you,
of
course.
This isn't a change of mind. This is that I don't qualify for the service. And
also, you qualify. That's why we took the order. But, of course, you don't want to go ahead with that. You mentioned that over the call as well.
Right, because I have people on your team saying, oh, don't worry, no one's going to be suspicious about it.
Well, they will not
be, sir.
That's true, because we create profiles for many people, and we never faced any issues like that.
Well, that's fine. That's fair. I don't know how many of your clients are attorneys that have a higher ethical standard.
Well, sir, I can't disclose the names, but we do have.
All right. Well, perhaps they're a bit more notable, or they've done, you know, more things than I have to qualify. But
obviously, we will create a draft on Wikipedia, then improve the draft, and then it goes live. It won't go live right away. We just push the button, and it will go live. It won't work like that. So, obviously, we will do a proper manner that does not bring suspicious to the project itself. So, we know what we're doing, but I believe you do not put trust in the process. I believe you don't know the process, but, of course, you are a little suspicious about that. But, obviously, we know how to do our work, but you don't want to go ahead with the services, like. So, of course, we have to look into...
Because I have you read the terms and conditions on Wikipedia?
We have.
You know, well, then how come you can't explain to me? I sent an email circling the line that says not to be used for marketing purposes.
Let me explain you. When Wikipedia says for marketing purposes, they say that on the profile you do not should not have many external links to the self-published resources, having citations or articles, having backlinking to the website itself for the business that you're running, right? So these are the terms they mention about how to not to include such resources onto the profile itself. Obviously, we will not take every references from your own website. We will mention your website as an external link. And if you are using Wikipedia for, obviously getting a Wikipedia in straight manner, to be said, in the marketing world is a sign of trust of that person that he is notable enough to be on Wikipedia. That means he knows his job, right? So then you can get the page in his field. So as far as you are concerned, we will not be citing every article or every reference you have on your website onto the profile itself. We will be taking external links. We will be taking additional resources from multiple platforms that you've been featured on. Like, you get coverage, right? You get press releases. You do get blogs coming from different resources.
I don't know. It says on the page that I'm looking at, it's on Wikipedia. It's called What Wikipedia Is Not. Right off the bat, it says Wikipedia is not a place to promote your website, you know, your business.
Mm-hmm. So we are not creating a page for your business, first of all, right?
Right. You're creating a page for me. I understand what it is. I received the solicitation from Alex Wood. He went onto my website. He solicited me out of nowhere, and he offered me a service. And if you look at the way it's written as as though it's a marketing.
Let me
tool.
Do one thing, sir. Let us work on the project. Like, what I want to say over here is that let us work on this. Right, and if it's done, that's done. We won't be using any sources like that, of course, as mentioned. We know. that we'll be trying to create the page for yourself. It goes live, sir. Your name won't be mentioned that you paid for a service like this. It's a ghost service, right? We do not name the people or actually have mentions that we created this profile. These are created by moderators all over the world, right? So it's not that a name will be mentioned that our company created this page. This will be done officially by the Wikipedia community. They will look into your profile. They deem worthy, they deem notable, your page will go up. If it doesn't, they will let us know what needs to be done.
I don't know. It. I'm looking at it. It says pretty straightforward. Point number five, advertising, marketing, and public relations.
I'm looking at
that
point right now, sir. I know.
And it says
but
notable.
It's mentioned Wikipedia articles about a person, company, or organization are not an extension of their website, right? Press release or other
right.
social media marketing efforts. External links to commercial organizations are acceptable if they identify notable organizations, which are the topic of this article, right? This is for the business, not for the person, right? They do not endorse organization, right? For the they have different programs or companies running under them. So this is related to business. This is not related to personal profile. Businesses do promotion. You as an attorney, I know, would have a website on your own name, like Jeffrey Herman, LLC, or any registered name that you have chosen. But the thing is that you are not advertising your business. This is for your personal profile. And we won't be creating
I'm looking at the general notability guideline. A profile is presumed to be suitable for a standalone profile or list when it has received significant coverage and reliable sources that are independent of the subject. I don't have significant coverage and reliable sources. The purpose of why I paid and wanted to move forward with your service was because I thought it would be a marketing tool for my law firms, and that's exactly what I told to Alex.
Well,
and that's what Alex said, yeah, not a problem.
Wikipedia itself
my
is not a tool for marketing, sir.
I understand what you're saying. There's a way you can spin everything, but I'm just telling you my intent when I was solicited was to market my practices. That's the reason I paid the $399 was to have this, your service, your site, write this article about me that I can plug and put my practices in there. Practice two different types of law. That was my intention, was to use it as a marketing tool. And clear as day, it says that's not what Wikipedia is intended to be. And I don't care how you write or how you spin it.
Wikipedia is.
I would not feel comfortable having an article on Wikipedia after reading what I'm reading on Wikipedia. And I did not know that before I was contacted by Alex. It came to me after I paid the fee and then I reviewed it and felt, I just don't think I qualify, and I'm concerned that it might have an adverse impact on my livelihood. So
okay,
I asked
sir.
For a refund before you guys did any work for
before,
me, and I
before
just,
we go ahead with the refund thing, let me tell you one thing before I go, just to give you an idea. If you search your name right now, right, Jeffrey R. Herman on Google right now, correct?
Uh-huh.
You can see a list of websites coming on Google. If you can do that. You can see the results I'm seeing is that there will be a profile coming on the fifth row that is a page of Jeff Herman. He is also, a trial lawyer.
Right, I'm...
You can see his profile. So do you think, this is created automatically. Someone has worked on this profile, and he is not using this.
That's somebody else. That's a different Jeff Herman.
Yes,
that one's born in 1959, and he does.
Yes, but he is a trial lawyer as well.
Right,
I'm
but
an explanation,
you,
an example.
He qualifies because he's on national news. Regularly, he's done high-profile cases. He's mentioned in a bunch of newspapers. He would qualify. I'm telling you, I've only been practicing for 7 years. I don't handle high profile cases, and I'm trying to say
that your page won't be created right away. It will take time.
You're going to wait until I become more notable? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, you will be getting coverage from time to time by, you do press releases, you do blogs, right? So you will get notability automatically by having these resources coming in the future as well. We will create the draft for you on Wikipedia and can improve it from time to time. And once you get the check, the notability check, the page will go live right away.
Well, do I have a...
Someone has to work on the profile.
Do I have the right to take down a Wikipedia page on me once it's published?
Well, you can, sir. We can apply for the deletion of the page as well.
But there's no guarantee that it'll be deleted.
Well, sir, it can get deleted.
There's no guarantee. It's outside of my control. I could say, okay, let's put a request to delete, and Wikipedia can deny the request.
They can deny if the request is not correct, sir. Of course.
Okay. So, once again, I after reviewing and speaking to you, I am not comfortable with moving forward with the service. It's not what I was sold on or what I thought it was initially. It was a bit of a misrepresentation at the start.
Well, sir, that's what I'm saying, that the profile can be created.
It's not a change of mind. Based on my understanding of the regulations by Wikipedia, I'm just not comfortable with, using it the way I had intended to use it. I intended to use it for marketing, and that's clearly a violation. And I know it can be done the way you're saying. How
give you reason, sir, but you don't want to go ahead. So that's the main thing. So let me just go ahead and forward your request. And send you the details over the email from the compliance. All right, sir.
All right, and then is this just a overall department, or is another person I'll be speaking to after this, or what?
Anyone, sir? I will forward the proper request and the recording of the call, and they will look into the project details and the refund policy, and we'll refund you accordingly. And the amount will show up in your card that you used in about 7 to 10 business days.
Will it show up even though the payment was made over 2 months ago?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and send you the details over the email. Let me just forward this request.
All right, and you're sending it to which email address?
The one that we have on file, sir. That is, let me just confirm it for you. It's jeffrey@jherrmanlaw.com.
Right, that's correct.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to, we are speaking on Teamwork, so I'll be sending you a message over there for the record purposes, and we will move from there.
All right.
All right, Mr. Herman, thank you for your time, and I'll send you that email.
Sounds good. All right.